Mayor Bill de Blasio won office in part by describing New York's story as a tale of two cities. And indeed, there are corners of New York City populated by the super rich and others shadowed by the most desperate poverty. But most of us live somewhere in between, and some of us live squarely in the middle. All this week, WNYC reporters are visiting neighborhoods, one in each borough, smack at the city's median income, $51,865 per household, for a look at how it feels to live here on that sum. Next stop, Queens. In the popular imagination, Queens is a land of proud homeowners. Think Archie Bunker or George Costanza's parents from Seinfeld. As part of our Life in the Middle series, WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports from Corona, where even though single-family homes dominate, many residents are just passing through.
Corona, Queens has long had a reputation as a modest sort of place to settle down. And strange to say, this is partly due to a guy who was rich. Married with no children, this man had a glamorous career that lasted decades and put enough money in his pocket, he could have lived just about anywhere. For the last three decades of his life, Louis Armstrong made this place his home, a simple two-story house on 107th Street. His wife Lucille picked it in 1943. Her best friend lived next door. The price? Under $9,000. At the time, Armstrong's yearly income was $500,000, or around $6 million in today's dollars. Not that you could tell, looking at the house from the outside. The inside is another story.
Almost everything here was custom-made. They have a custom-made stove with six
Ben Flood is a tour guide in what's now the Louis Armstrong House Museum. We're in the kitchen, which looks like something out of the Jetsons.
Recessed appliances like an electric can opener set into the wall. They actually based this kitchen we're in on a trip they took to the 64 World's Fair, where they saw the Future World exhibit. That was the inspiration for this, and this
the 1964 World's Fair, by the way, took place in Queens. Flood says Armstrong relished the neighborly vibe of Corona. In a glass case in the basement, my guide reads Armstrong's handwritten thoughts on the subject.
Our neighborhood. When my wife Lucille and I moved into this neighborhood, there were mostly white families, a few colored families.
Just think, Armstrong writes, through the 29 years that we've been living in this house, we've seen three generations come up on this particular block. When there's the death on the block,
Lucille will always bake a turkey and some ham, etc., put it in a big basket and take it over to the house. So all the
Armstrong died in 1971, and you have to wonder whether he'd recognize the Corona of today. People at the museum say this former neighborhood of proud homeowners is now a neighborhood of renters. On doors and windows and lampposts, there are handwritten flyers advertising apartments or just rooms in apartments. Almost always, they're in Spanish. The neighborhood is now 85% Hispanic.
I need to work here first, make money, and go back to my country.
I meet Carlos Sanchez early one morning at a bus stop. He works in construction, and his dream is to return to Ecuador with enough money to build his own house. It will take time.
I plan to send my kids over here to the college, so after maybe they graduate.
About a block away, Juan Carlos Minchala is waiting for a pickup and passing the time with his Spanish newspaper.
El especialito. I take this because it's free.
Minchala also works in construction, and his current gig is a private home on Long Island. Work is 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The daily rate is $120, but if the day goes long, he might get a $40 bonus. To Minchala, this is good money. But does he feel middle class?
Middle class, no, never. I'm in the low class.
Why? Why do you feel lower class?
Because we don't have paper and you don't have a good job, you know. That's very important for this firm. If you don't have papers, you can't go to work and good job. You can't find.
You don't have papers?
No.
In terms of income, this part of Corona is middle of the pack, alongside Central Harlem and Bedford-Stuyvesant Brooklyn. But Corona feels less prosperous. And a closer look at the numbers explains it. It turns out that while income per household is a respectable $52,000 a year, income per person is much lower than it is in other places. In other words, each household has more people making less money. If he saves any money at all, Minchala doesn't spend it on fun or on home improvements. No, he sends it to relatives.
To Ecuador for my family, you know.
Three-quarters of the residents of this census tract, where Louis and Lucille Armstrong once lived, arrived in the last 10 years. Only around 3% were living here at a time when, through an open window, you might catch the sound of the great jazz man practicing his trumpet. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marins.
Grab your gold, grab your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just a record feed on the sunny side of the street. Can't you get me back? Oh, happy tune, just getting better. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Walk these streets, the